Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, May 8th. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing parts of Rafah as Israel is vowing to continue its military operation there. The country's defense minister says they will continue until Hamas is eliminated from the southern city and, quote, the entire Gaza Strip, or until the first hostage returns. Scott Anderson, who's with the UN agency UNRWA, who's in Rafah, tells CNN around 50,000 people have left in the past 48 hours, but the area they're going to is already overpopulated.
The density of the population is too great. The Wasi area already had over 400,000 people seeking shelter there, and it's essentially a sandy area. So there's no sewage infrastructure, there's no water infrastructure, there aren't roads that lead into it, and all this creates a problem for us to get people aid, but also for people to receive aid and just meet their basic necessities every day.
Ceasefire and hostage talks are set to resume in Cairo today. Meanwhile, police in the U.S. have arrested more pro-Palestinian protesters on campuses. A student paper reports several protesters on the University of Massachusetts Amherst campus were arrested overnight after the school's chancellor asked police to dismantle an encampment. And D.C. police tell CNN multiple people were arrested early this morning while clearing out an encampment at George Washington University. This student says he left at 2 a.m., but returned at around 4 a.m. when he heard about the police raid.
And we rushed here, and we already saw all the police presence, like over 20 cars of police. It looked like a war zone, and then we don't know what to expect because we've been here the past 2 weeks, and it was just peaceful, like no problems. People were walking in, people were walking out.
Until today, police had declined to clear the encampment despite requests from the university. D.C.'s mayor and the local police chief are set to testify before a House committee today about the city's handling of the encampment on the campus. More than 145 million people could see some sort of storm today from Texas to Maine, with the potential for tornadoes, large hail, and damaging wind gusts. CNN meteorologist Allison Chinchar has more.
The target point really extends from Nashville back into areas of Missouri. Some strong tornadoes, very large hail, and the potential for some damaging winds. Just in the last 48 hours, 47 total tornado reports, 286 damaging wind reports, and 138 reports of hail.
This comes after powerful tornadoes and storms swept through southwestern Michigan last night, destroying or damaging homes and businesses, as well as injuring several people. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces carried out a massive strike on its energy infrastructure overnight and into today. Three people were injured as the attacks targeted power generation and transmission facilities. Ukraine's biggest power company says Russia hit three of its thermal power plants and that this was the fifth time the infrastructure was targeted in a month and a half. A Ukrainian military official says missiles and drones were launched from Russia and Russian-controlled areas, saying 59 of the 76 of them were destroyed. Coming up, some good news about climate. In our last episode, we told you about the ongoing global hot streak, with last month being the hottest April on record. But there is good news on the climate front. The world has passed a clean energy milestone, with 30% of global electricity produced by renewables last year. And if you include nuclear, the number goes up to almost 40%. That's according to the Global Electricity Review published today by the think tank Ember. It shows solar was the fastest growing electricity source in 2023 for the 19th consecutive year. And while both global electricity demand and levels of planet heating pollution hit record highs last year, the boom in renewables has pushed the electricity sector's carbon intensity to a record low. And if you liked hearing a good news story, be sure to listen to 5 Good Things from CNN every Saturday in this feed. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.